We still got a lot of things to clean up. There's definitely some encouraging plays, but there are also some things that we have to fix, and you got to fix it now no matter how good the offense can be. You have to do the tangible things. Like, if you can just go out and play a game and not give them yards, you know, whether it be penalties or if you don't give the other team something, you get a good chance to win. So we want to get to that point. And we learned that from playing the Patriots last week. Their offense that you're not going to – they're not going to give you anything free. They're not going to jump off sides. They're not going to turn the ball over. And we want to get to that level. And we appreciate them for even coming up practicing us.
The overall defense, the effort was real good. I feel like we came out and made a statement from our performance last week. We ups and notch in our tackling, our pressuring the quarterback, and doing all the things they worked on this week. I thought we did a good job overall of just keeping Cam Newton contained and just make sure we were tackling well and just playing our position and playing, doing a good job.
Why do you think there was a difference?
Just the attitude and mindset, things that we, first preseason game, you know, everybody was a little shaky and all, but it just, everybody got comfortable now, and everybody just came to practice to work. You know, we understood our mistakes that we made the last game, so the coaches told us the mistakes and things we need to work on. So that's the approach that everybody took this past week, to make sure we work on tackling, everybody get to the ball, pursuing, and just doing the little things that will make us a great defense.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of really good things that we did. But, you know, 400 yards of offense doesn't mean anything if you only put 14 points up on the board. So, you know, we got to do a better job of not turning the ball over and finishing drives. And, you know, that's part of what the preseason is about. You know, we're doing a lot of really good things, but we got to do what counts, and that's getting the ball in the end zone.
But are you getting pretty excited about the possibilities when you see the way the first-team offense is running?
You know, this I haven't been this excited to play football in a while. You know, it's just, you know, the whole way the offense is structured, the scheming, you know, all the stuff that we aren't even doing yet in games. It's really exciting to see where it's going to go.
And what percentage do you think you guys are putting in the offense in these games?
I couldn't even guess on that. You know, we're being pretty vanilla, but, you know, we're running pretty much the standard plays that are going to be the bulk of our offense, but we're definitely leaving some stuff out.
Right, I think it was a lot better outing by our defense this week. I think, you know, guys played sound fundamentally. We were sound. Guys tackled well. So I think it was great improvement from last week, and it's definitely a positive for us to build off of and, you know, see how much better can we be as a defense.
What creates that? Is it just getting one game under your belt and being able to look at what you did wrong?
I think it was a little bit of that, a little bit of getting that first game under your belt and just a little bit of just being focused and, you know, thinking about the fundamentals of each guy's job. I think that's what it was. Guys just calm down. The first game jitters got that out of the way. So guys were calm going into it, and guys were confident in what they would be able to do.
A lot better. I think just kind of looking at the guys' eyes out there, everybody calmed down a little bit, and that felt good out there. I think guys just kind of zeroed in, got the first game jitters out last week, and just did their job.
How about tackling? We talked about that in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it's the hot subject. I think we tackled a lot better, right? There's a lot of gang tackling. I think guys filled the gaps, and you know, when you don't let them get in the open field, it's a lot easier to tackle.
Do you think it's familiarity that maybe makes things a little easier for guys at this point?
Well, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, the more we run, the more games we play, the more confident guys are going to get in the defense. They're going to understand the little parts of the defense and be able to play faster. So, of course, I think we're just going to continue to improve.
Well, a guy like Smith, to be able to go up against a good wide receiver like that for you at this point in the season, is that – the kind of challenge you're looking for at this point to be able to test where you're at?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I was, you know, testing my hamstring too. You know, I mean, it's good to go up against a quality wide receiver like Smith, who's been doing it for a long time, who's has a couple Pro Bowls up under his belt, and a well-known guy, you know, a guy that you respect and, you know, you speak highly of. I mean, just to go out there and be a competitor with him is awesome. You know, just to even have my name in the same sentence is awesome. So I'm just trying to take it one day at a time, man, try to improve both physically, mentally, and hopefully next week I can be a little bit better out there.
Hey, you know, honestly, just kind of, you know, glad to be able to be out there, you know, running with the ones. I mean, you know, and just kind of showing the coaches that I'm reliable and that, you know, I'm accountable for, you know, going in and playing. So if something happens to somebody, I can go in and step in, and hopefully there's not much of a drop-off. Yeah, you know, I feel a little more comfortable this week than I did last week. I just, Getting some work at it, you know, getting some good work through the week and just kind of working on technique, focusing on some small things, just, you know, really helping me. So.